Just to see you smile, Maria's in here.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Maria.
How are you guys in?
Hi, oh, is that Chris Young?
Yeah, I would have dried my hair had I known he was actually going to be in the studio.
And I told her when she said that I didn't dry mine either. I showered and put a ball cap on, so it's fine.
I didn't wear the ball cap, though. I missed that memo. Yeah.
I'd have worn my hair if I knew that. One Way with Stoney Cowboy and Miss Kristen on Y108. Now, I'm just going to turn this over to Kristen because you're a big Harry Potter fan.
You don't have any Harry Potter knowledge over there?
Come on. I know you do.
I'm not.
You've never read the books, never watched a movie.
I've watched the movie, yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not the expert.
Okay.
You can stump me on anything.
Yeah. This is a question, and it's interesting. It's almost like the... This divides a lot of people. This is like when you ask someone if a hot dog is a sandwich or not. Do not answer that question. I'm not going there. A hot dog is not a sandwich.
It's spelled with an I.
At me. But I'm sorry. This is going to go off the rails real fast. But are they Christmas movies?
Ooh.
Because they all in every single movie.
It's true. I do watch them at Christmas every single time. So
Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Die Hard is not. Yeah.
It is not Christmas time until Hans Gruber falls off Nakatomi Plaza. Okay, it is not.
I will at you.
All right, sorry. It's January. What are we talking about Christmas for? Anyway, go ahead.
I didn't know I was going to be talking Harry Potter with you, so that caught me off guard. What house do you affiliate yourself with? Gryffindor, Slytherin?
Does anyone ever not say Gryffindor unless they're just trying to be...
You have to. Unless you're evil.
No, because my best friend says that hers is Hufflepuff. So... I mean, so you're going with Gryffindor?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You muggles are driving me crazy.
Oh, there it is.
The one time he knows something from Harry Potter.
He knew a term.
Is
it spelled with a Y or an I?
Not just a hat rack, my friend.
I asked him the other day what a hippogriff was, and he looked at me like I was a crazy person.
Yeah.
So.
Well, right.
Yeah.
All right. Did you like the new movie?
I did. Did you?
The Fantastic Beasts, the second one?
Did you see it?
Eh,
I know.
I don't like the turn at the end. I don't know where this is going.
It's getting complicated.
Yeah. Maybe a little too complicated.
Yeah.
Because they've now introduced someone that you figure you would have heard of before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely in this like world where you know everyone pretty much.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm excited to see where they take it.
Yes.
But I'm also hesitant.
I need JK to come out with some books on this because, like, we need more details.
Are you guys both movies and the books as well?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You've read all the books?
Yes.
Okay.
And so I'm a big, like, if I get on a plane and I've got, like, a 3-hour flight, like, if I'm going, you know, from Nashville to LA, I will buy a book and read it before I land. Like, read the whole thing.
Wow.
Finish it.
Oh, wow.
So I read really fast, and I like to read.
Do you say, like, I'm in the last chapter, can you circle a little bit?
Guys, don't land yet. Do that thing where you go to land and then pull back up and freak everybody out.
That's so psych!
It's a really, it's a cliffhanger ending. It's going to make it perfect.
One of our first class passengers has requested we circle. He's almost done with Harry Potter.
They don't have first class on Southwest.
You're all first class, right? Chris Young is with us in the studio here on Y108. I've redone these questions for him for our country music quiz. Hopefully he accepts. Or I hope he doesn't say, oh, no.